and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, after a man was jailed for using a shotgun to murder an ex-colleague, Police Scotland says its initial response fell short of expectations. A court heard a grudge led David Campbell, who's 77, to kill Brian Lowe 2 years ago. Officers initially treated the 65-year-old shooting as a medical event. DCS Lorna Ferguson is with Police Scotland.
We acknowledge the initial response isn't to the standard that we would expect or indeed what the public would expect. We've taken steps to learn from that. We've reviewed policies and procedures, particularly around the attendance at unexplained deaths.
The Metropolitan Police has said sorry to the Speaker of the House of Commons. The force says it inadvertently revealed information during its investigation into claims of misconduct in public office, which involved the arrest of Peter Mandelson. The former US ambassador's lawyers say claims he was preparing to flee the country are baseless. Elsewhere, an email's emerged appearing to show Jeffrey Epstein blaming King Charles on the day Andrew Mountbatten Windsor lost his role as UK trade envoy. In July 2011, it was announced the now former prince would step down. Andrew's previously denied any wrongdoing. Greater Manchester Police says it's increasing patrols after an armed man went to the city's central mosque during Ramadan prayers. A man in his 40s has been arrested following last night's incident, which isn't being treated as terror-related. Here's Assistant Chief Constable John Webster.
A man with a bag containing an axe was acting suspiciously during a congregation involving hundreds of worshippers. The security staff challenged this man. One of our special constables, off duty and part of the congregation, called the incident to us and we responded within 15 minutes.
Councils in England report a big rise in fly tipping, up 9% in a year. More than 1.2 million cases were dealt with overall. And the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have played football with Syrian children at a refugee camp in Jordan. Meghan's penalty beat the goalie. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
Classic hits.
The 1980s.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
We're going to take a little bit of a trip around the world in the first two tracks of this hour, starting in Australia and then finishing with some pure Jamaica.
Trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Full of muscle.
classic hits.
Red Kite Radio.
Feel alright,
saying,
let's get together and feel alright.
Whoa, 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 let them all pass all their dirty remarks.
One love.
There is one question I'd really love to ask.
One heart.
Is there a place for the hopeless sinners who has hurt all mankind? Just save his own belief.
One love.
What about a one heart?
One heart.
What about a
let's love? Get together and feel alright.
As it was in the beginning.
One love.
So shall it be in the end.
One heart.
Alright.
Thanks and praise to the Lord.
And I will
feel be get together and feel alright.
One more thing. Let's get together to fight this holy Armageddon.
One love.
So when the man comes, there will be no doom.
One song.
Have pity on those whose chances grow thin. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. Yeah, yeah.
One love.
What about the one heart?
One heart.
What about the
let's get together and feel alright?
I'm pleading to mankind.
One love.
One heart.
One heart. Give thanks and praise to the Lord,
and I will
feel alright. Let's get together and feel alright.
Thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel alright.
Well, welcome back to the final hour of tonight's 80s Rewind here on your Red Kite Radio with me, Simon Jobling. And first up this hour was Men at Work and Down Under. And that is another one of those songs that started life as a B-side. It was written by the band, and they were a band that would make history, certainly in the States, because with this single, they became the first Australian artist to have a simultaneous number one album and number one single in America. They will also get a Grammy nomination as Best New Artist, and an incarnation of the band Men at Work is still out there touring right now. But this was certainly their pièce de résistance, number one in seven countries, including the UK, in 1983. And then just now we heard Bob Marley and the Wailers and One Love, People Get Ready. And you could call this really one of the ultimate slow burners of a track commercially, because it was originally written by Bob in 1965 for the Wailers' debut studio album. It was re-recorded in 1970. It was re-recorded again in 1977 for the iconic Exodus album. But it wasn't released as a single till 1984, and that was for the Greatest Hits album, Legend. Well, it was worth the wait because it would be one of the band's most successful singles here, and number five in 1984. But next up, we're going to hear from Phil Everly and Cliff Richard together, and She Means Nothing to Me. And this was written by a Welsh musician called John David, who did a lot of work with his fellow countryman, the Welsh rocker Dave Edmonds. And this recording had some famous musicians on it, including none other than a certain Mark Knopfler playing rhythm guitar. Well, Phil and Cliff would have another top 20 collaboration in addition to this, which was a remake of All I Have to Do Is Dream in the 1990s. But this track, well, it made number 9 in 1983.
Oh, well, here she comes now. Oh, I'm on the
classic hits.
The 80s Rewind.
Red Kite Radio.
Excellent Talk Talk there with Talk Talk, which is written by the band's frontman Mark Hollis, who's the brother of Ed Hollis, who was the manager of the 70s group Eddie and the Hot Rods. Well, Talk Talk are certainly a band who got far more critical acclaim than commercial success, but Mark Hollis, well, he continually pushed the boundaries with each album that the band released. Well, this single, it was originally their debut single, and it was only a minor hit then, but it was re-released after the success of the single Today, and even then, this one, Talk Talk, would only make number 23 in 1982. Should have been a lot higher. Now, a few messages from our advertisers, and then we're back with Tanita Tikaram and Twist in My Sobriety, which is written by Tanita and came from her debut album, Ancient Heart. With Tanita saying that the song is about how you feel about the world when you become an adult, leaving your teenage years. And that is a bit isolated and a bit cold. Well, this was a big hit in Europe, but amazingly was Tanita's second and last top 40 hit here in the UK following the single Good Tradition. Well, Tanita has recently made a bit of a comeback. She released her first album in a while only last year, but this single, Twist in My Sobriety, would make number 22 in 1988.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Around 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311. 07961 052311. Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
For Tame, Haddenham and Morton.
Red Kite Radio.
found the home of classic hits in Tame.
Red Kite Radio.
Wonderful Life on your Red Kite Radio. Track written by Colin Veancombe, but we knew him as Black because that was his stage name. Now, he came from Liverpool. He started in the punk scene, But eventually he went solo, and he took the name Black Ben because he didn't think anyone would remember his real surname. He also said about the song that it was pure sarcasm, because at the time he wrote it, he'd had two car crashes, his mum had had a serious illness, his marriage had finished, and he was homeless. Hardly what you'd call wonderful. But it was a number 42 on its original release in 86, but re-released in 1987 when it made number 8. Now, the Children's Air Ambulance provides a flying intensive care unit for babies and children in need of urgent care. It operates from sites including Oxford Airport, and their helicopters can fly critically ill babies and children to the specialist care they need. Now, the Children's Air Ambulance received absolutely no direct support from the government, and they raise funds in a number of ways, including a lottery. Now, if you'd like to help out and to find out more, all you've got to do is call 0844 567 0844 or go to their website, theairambulanceservice.org.uk. That's theairambulanceservice.org.uk. Next up for us, well, I'm going to give you your second and final quiz question for this week, and I'm going to give you the answer right at the end of this little intro to this track. The track is one which I think you'll know. It's named Calling All the Heroes, and when you hear the intro, I think you'll remember it, but can you remember the band's name? I think the vocals do sound a bit, in some places, like Midge, but I can tell you it's nothing to do with him. I can tell you, though, that it was a British prog rock band who turned into a bit of an art rock band, and they were fronted by Francis Dunnery. And he said they were never into success. They just wanted to play 20-minute long songs. They were true prog rockers, they were. Well, this would be their only top 40 hit, but it was a big one, number 6, 1986, and the band name, it was It Bites.
Town boys.
Classic 80s hits.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling on Red Kite Radio.
Which was written by the band, and a bit of a departure really for them from their disco past to more of a funk sound, which probably due to the single success they ended up keeping with. Well, they'd had successful singles and albums in the States in the early 80s, but their first hit in the UK was 1984, and this would be their only top 10 hit here, at number 3 in 1986. Now we've got a few ads coming up, but then we're back with Yaz and the Plastic Population and The Only Way Is Up. One of the most recognisable sounds of the late 80s, but actually written back in 1980 and released then by a US soul singer called Otis Clay. Now this version was produced by the UK outfit Cold Cut, who'd worked with Yaz on the hit The Doctor in the House. having been introduced to her by the managers of Wham. Well, this wasn't a hit in the US, surprisingly, but huge everywhere else, and a 5-week number one in the UK in 1988.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Here at Red Kite Radio, we don't waste your money broadcasting your ad to places you can't service or people who can't get to you. The 40,000 people in our area are all potential customers for you. Use Red Kite Radio to get in touch with them and tell them what you're doing. Call 01844 299 107 or email sales@redkiteradio.com today. And see just how effective advertising on Red Kite Radio can be.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7 p.m. with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose, and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7 p.m. only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
For Tame, Haddenham and Sydenham.
Red Kite Radio.
Lowest turn.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Say I was wrong, even when I'd seen the other side, I'd hide my foolishness and carry on. But still I'd be embarrassed, 'cause they'd see what happened and they'd play along. Until I backed myself into a corner, I would only realize that they are gone. And I could dream a life of reason. Everything must change.
Everything, everything must change.
Something, am I letting you down? 'Cause when I woke up and I saw the note you'd pressed into the mirror frame, well, it was easy to be angry at you, but deep inside I know we share the blame. Now I'm start myself off, but first of all, some things I need to know. When I'm scared of being wrong again, won't you be the one I turn to let me know? Oh, let me know. Oh, please let me be right for once, 'cause right now all I feel I do is wrong. Too late to learn about love. This victim needs your hand to hold on. Like a dream, a life of reason.
Run, Everything Must Change was co-written by Paul from his follow-up album to the huge debut album No Parley, with both the albums making number one. Well, the track perhaps was not quite as successful as others that he did around the mid-80s, but still at number nine in 1984. Now, we're almost out of time for the 80s Rewind, but after the 9 o'clock news, we've got two more shows coming up on Red Kite tonight. From 9 till 10 o'clock, we have Red Kite Country, and then from 10 till 11 o'clock, the weekday wind-down with Donald McFarlane. So please stick with us after the news. I've got two more tracks to take us out tonight before the news, and the last one will be The Pretenders and Talk of the Town, which is written by Chrissy and inspired by a fan that she met on the band's first tour, who used to stand outside the gigs waiting, and she never talked to him. But she decided to write this to prove that she'd seen him. It would end up making number eight in 1980. Just before that, Flock of Seagulls and The More You Live, The More You Love. From the band who were often thought as a one-hit wonder, which was the excellent synth track Wishing If I Had a Photograph, and of course forever remembered for the outlandish hairstyle at the time of their lead vocalist Mike Score. Well, they would have four top 40 hits, in fact, and this was the last, number 26, 1984. But that's all from me. Another 80s Rewind is done. Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. And please join me again next Wednesday night on your Red Kite Radio for the 80s Rewind, 7 till 9 p.m. Have a great week. Good night for now.
107.2. Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.